With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Prices keep heading in one direction, and it's not down. Wholesale prices up again last month.
It's the latest sign that inflation pressures remain elevated and might not cool in the coming months as fast as the Federal Reserve or the Biden administration would like. The government's producer price index rose 0.6% from January to February. That's up from a 0.3% rise the previous month. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by 1.6% in February.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Senate is the next stop for a bill that could result in a ban on TikTok in the U.S. The legislation cleared the House yesterday, where Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is one of its biggest supporters.
Gallagher says there's one big problem with TikTok.
That is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is a Chinese company.
And is therefore beholden to the Chinese Communist Party and has a big platform for disseminating CCP propaganda.
The fundamental national security concern.
The bill bans social media control in the U.S. by any of the countries listed as foreign adversaries.
China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran.
The bill is expected to pass in the Senate next week. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, with Haiti sinking deeper into bloodshed and violence, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is deploying the National Guard, along with law enforcement personnel, to the Florida Keys to stop a potential flood of Haitian migrants. Some are calling the huge ice chunks that have pelted parts of Kansas and Missouri gorilla hail. It brought traffic to a halt along a portion of I-70. Thunderstorm warnings and tornado watches remained in place early this morning. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 82 points. The Nasdaq ahead 53 points. This is SRN News. A judge has upheld a Kansas law that prevents residents from changing the biological sex on their driver's licenses.
The judge ruled that Kansas isn't violating the rights of transgender people under the state constitution by refusing to change their driver's licenses to reflect their gender identities. The Kansas law doesn't mention driver's licenses or birth certificates, but it says a person's sex is, quote, either male or female based on their biological reproductive system identified at birth. And the judge ruled there are no exceptions. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The director of the Chosen TV series says the free streaming of season 4 is being delayed because of some legal issues. In a 16-minute Facebook video, Dallas Jenkins said the delay is disappointing, but the goal is to resolve the matter and make sure the series about the life of Jesus remains free for all viewers. This is SRN News. Expanding government-funded health care for expectant mothers in Mississippi.
The presumptive eligibility legislation will allow pregnant women in Mississippi to receive earlier Medicaid coverage to help improve health outcomes for mothers and babies. The state has the nation's worst rate of infant mortality. The new law states that Medicaid will pay for a pregnant woman's outpatient medical care for up to 60 days while her application for the government-funded insurance program is being considered. Eligibility under the new state law during pregnancy would be based on a series of questions about income. If the Medicaid application is rejected, the program will still pay for any services a mother was provided during her time of presumptive eligibility. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Shoppers picked up their spending a bit last month after a pullback the previous month, reflecting the mixed feelings people have in an economy where prices are up but jobs are plentiful. Retail sales rose 0.6% last month. More details at SRNNews.com.